I am happy to be joined now by Kevin Bass, Reno 1868 FC PR, Communications, and Digital Media Manager. Kevin, welcome back to the show, man. First off, I imagine you are, like all of us in sports with stuff coming back now, I imagine you're doing a little bit better. But how are you doing right now?
Oh, we're doing a whole lot better. We've been ecstatic to be able to be back and have soccer being played. You know, it's a lot more fun walking into the office when you can see the guys training down on the pitch on the walk-in. So it's going really well.
Yeah, I imagine the overall mood around there has picked up a little bit over the last few weeks.
Absolutely. especially now that we've got stuff on back on TV. There's soccer we can watch with the Premier League back, Bundesliga back, NWSL and MLS. It's fun. It's a really good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And from a PR standpoint, how do you feel kind of the world of soccer? I mean, I know that's a very broad question, but how do you feel kind of the world of soccer handled the shutdown and then the coming back and really kind of being the forefront for major sports coming back?
Yeah, I think it's funny. Soccer's been so interesting right now because there's so many different sports in so many different countries that are all trying to play at the same time and all being on different timelines. Bundesliga was the first back in Germany, and then Premier League after that in the UK. So it's really been interesting to be able to say, okay, Germany, check. England, check. Now it's our turn. And fans are kind of ready for it. They've gotten that taste, and they've gotten warmed up to it.
Absolutely. I mean, I know watching the first few MLS's back games last night and this morning, I'm already jonesing for more soccer and more sports to be on. But from a PR standpoint, I've imagined from a player or a coach's standpoint, having your season start like that and then shut off was a very weird experience. But from a PR standpoint, when you're trying to provide questions, you know, people like me ask you that you just don't have the answers to during that period, what was that like from a PR standpoint?
Well, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's pretty tough to answer questions when you don't have the answers. So it's a lot of conversations with a lot of different entities, both inside our building and outside, trying to figure out what we know, when we know it, when we can announce it. And it's funny. Looking back, I think we did handle it very well, both at the league level and in our own level. But in the moment, of course, everything's on fire. Everything's a scramble. But looking back, like I think we did a really good job. It was a lot easier now looking back than when it was in the moment and everyone's adrenaline's running high.
Yeah, I bet. And but speaking of that though, I mean, I feel like Reno as a team and as a unit really got their plan together pretty quickly in terms of putting together the at-home workouts and making sure that everyone was on the same page. Moving forward and throughout the process. So do you have, now that players are kind of coming back to the facility, have you guys gotten some feedback on kind of how the communication was and how those at-home workouts maybe helped or hurt them?
Yeah, so one of the things that our players brought up was really not wanting to have to go through a second preseason. And as you can imagine, for any sport, preseason is tough. There's a lot of fitness. There's a lot of getting back into shape. So the players, they put in a lot of effort. They worked really hard, but our coaching staff, our strength and conditioning coach, they did a great job giving them exercises and things they can do from home. You know, if they don't have any kind of gym equipment at home, just they can go running, all the exercises they can do with their own body weight. So they came in and obviously it's not game shape. You can't replicate a soccer game, but they came in a lot better shape than I think anybody expected, and that makes it really easy to be able to jump right into the tactical and the skill work that we don't have to lose a week getting everybody back into shape.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference, especially when you're going to have a shorter season. And now that these guys are back in the facility and getting more time on those kind of official practice scenarios and environments, have the coaching staff or anybody kind of mentioned whether they are approaching in-game shape or how close they may be to that?
Yeah, I think they're feeling good. I think, like I said, I think coaches were expecting to have to do a little more fitness when they first got in. You can't really know for sure until you see it.
Right.
But I think our guys are looking good. We do get the extra two subs as part of the USL rules this season. So if it is an issue, we've got plenty of depth and we've got the ability to show it off this year.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I mean, you guys have added some great talent just as since the start of this month, really, with Tyler Allen and Ben Bowery now coming to the squad. What do you think about the two new additions for the 1868 as they get ready to restart this season?
Yeah, I think it just says a lot about our coaching staff and the fact that they're always looking, they're always trying to add talent as much as we can, even if it's at positions where we're pretty good. You know, Coach Russell has a really strong philosophy that competition brings out the best. So if we can bring in another goalie, another forward, just to compete and light a fire under some of the guys that, you know, are established in that position, that's better for the team as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. I would not question any of Coach Russell's movements right now with the way he's with the way he started at that team. Talking with Kevin Bass, Reno 1868 FC PR Communications and Digital Media Manager. And Kevin, now that you guys know your schedule, you know when you'll return to play. You guys, the coaching staff there, elected to have this first weekend off before jumping back into it. What do you think about that move to take a little bit more time before getting back into the game?
I think it's funny we're talking about it because on the one hand you get more time to prep, more time to get ready for the season, but then you do lose a bye week in the season. But I think in the long term, being ready now and being ready to roll July 19th is a little better than coming in potentially slow or, you know, a little bit behind on July 11th. And we also get to sit back and watch a weekend of USL soccer this weekend before we have to really get back to work. So it's I think it was the right decision. We won't know until the end, but I don't mind waiting one more week now that we actually know who it's going to be and where it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should be a really exciting season as well. It's been documented. You guys were in a group with Tacoma, Portland, and, of course, the Donner Pass Derby there with Sacramento. How do you feel about that group that you're in? And then, of course, playing teams like San Diego, Phoenix, and Vegas outside of the group as well. How do you feel that schedule is shaped up for Reno?
Yeah, you know, it's not – I can't say it was too surprising. You know, when we found out it was going to be based on geography, you know, Portland, Tacoma, and – of course, Sacramento. It's a pretty obvious choice for our group. And we've played them a lot. We've had a lot of success against all three of those clubs. And then we had to get Vegas in there, of course. We had to get the Silver State Cup. We can't play without playing them. Phoenix is going to be a really good test. We get them at home. We don't have to go down to Phoenix because that's a really tough place to get a win. And then we get San Diego. You know, Ian Russell and Landon Donovan, former teammates, get to square off again. We played them in the preseason. We get to see what the former U.S. men's national team star does as a coach, and that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, really exciting to see that kind of caliber of a former player and a coach at the USL level. And you mentioned, of course, now knowing the schedule, we know that this game against Sacramento will be nationally televised. That was reported. It's going to be on ESPN2. How exciting is that, and how excited is the team to have a game nationally televised?
Oh, it's so exciting. It's going to be so much fun for the guys and just for the league as a whole, you know, being able to show off the level of skill and the level of talent that goes into second division soccer in the U.S. I think, you know, with the Bundesliga, Premier League, and now MLS and NWSL being back, people have kind of gotten that taste, and now we can show off and say, hey, there's still really good soccer in the U.S. outside of the first division leagues. This is the first time some of these guys are going to be on a national audience. So it's really a great opportunity. I know the guys are going to show out for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm itching just to see the boys in blue back out there on the pitch, but to see them on national TV is going to be quite the sight. And you mentioned it. We will get the Silver State Cup this year with Vegas on the schedule twice. I know you mentioned that it wasn't a surprise to see Portland and Tacoma and Sacramento in your group, but was there a little bit of surprise when Vegas didn't come up in that same group with you guys?
Yeah, a little bit. It was one of those we were really hoping. We were hoping to get to see them four times a year, and of course have them here in Reno twice. That'd be a lot of fun for our fans to come out and see them. But it makes sense. If as soon as I saw the group that they were in with all the other Southern California teams, like, okay, it makes sense. It checks out. It makes the travel a lot easier for them down there. But still getting to see them twice softens the blow a little bit for sure.
Yeah, that is true. We will at least get to have the Silver State Cup there on the schedule. And Kevin, really appreciate your time today, man. And just one more question before I let you go. We talked a little bit about Coach Russell earlier on, but do you think he'll change his approach and be a little more aggressive with the restart of the season since it'll be a little bit shorter, or do you think he'll try to pick up kind of where they left off after that first game against Tacoma?
I think our guys are going to be aggressive. Our guys want to go. Our guys are itching to play. We always play fast. We always play hard. We're always trying to score goals. And I don't think we're going to change that. we might have to make a couple little changes with, you know, with how we substitute or with how we how we utilize the bench. But we've got the bench, we've got the talent up and down the roster. So I think you're going to see 18 guys any given day, and you're going to see 16 of them that are going to be out there just flying around the ball and making some trouble for the other team.
Oh, Kevin, I'm happy to hear that, man. That's what I was hoping you were going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kevin, I really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for talking to me. And I know you guys are just as excited as any of us here to get the team back out there and the games going again. So thank you for your time, and can't wait to watch the guys next weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's going to be a fun weekend.